First and foremost, we are grateful to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in that great month, the Azim month, for which the whole year the human being waits, but especially the du'as that we did from 2 months in advance, that with well-being and khair Allah ta'ala has given us that this month. He has bestowed this month to us, and a great ibadah. Allah ta'ala has given us the benefit of this great ibadah. Now this fast, from all the ibadat, the worship actions, this has a very unique status, fasting. The pious predecessors have stated that in the Sharia, every amal, every deed, there's a mention about ajr, reward. Whatever deed you perform, it has been explained, defined, this is the ajr, this is the reward, this is the reward. But three amal are such, three deeds are such about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned the ajr. Rather, Allah has said, it's unlimited reward. Unlimited reward. There is no limit to the reward. It's beyond our thinking and understanding what that can be. Those three amal, from amongst those three amal, fast is one of those three. So imagine now how great Allah ta'ala has given us such a beautiful ni'mah, the tawfiq. He's given us the ability that we can observe this worship action. Allah's great karam and grace and mercy on that human being that he's able to fast. With regards to fasting, it's stated in the hadith, as-sawm li. Here, look how Allah defines the reward, the ajr for fasting. Allah says, fast is for me and it belongs to me, it's mine. So here, if we think for a moment, Allah says that fast has become mine. In other words, the meaning is that every fasting person who observes the fast, Allah says, he is mine, that person. Allahu Akbar. What a great announcement. Darajat Allah has given to the insan, the person, the human being who's kept a fast, Allah says, he's mine. Subhanallah. Now if you have a car, if you say, this is my car, it's yours, isn't it? That car, that asset. So it says your car, but it's my seat. Will anybody, is it, can ever be? No, the seat's inside the car, that's mine as well. If somebody says this is your car, but it's my tires, you say no. That can't be the case. It's my car, so the tires also belong to me. This is the case, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala says that the fasting person in reality, the person who observes the fast, he is mine. He's mine. So what happens now? Then his eyes belong to Allah, his tongue belongs to Allah, his body belongs to Allah, and that's why I stated in the hadith. The meaning of the hadith is like this, that the fasting person's everything associated with him becomes ibadah. And we understand the reason for this is that because he belongs to Allah. He belongs to Allah. When a person observes the fast, he belongs to Allah. He is with Allah. Allah says, he's my servant. If Allah says, he's mine, then the whole universe recognizes that person. Oh, he's Allah's servant. He is the specific, special. So his hand, his tongue, his eyes, his footsteps, his thinking, his speaking, all associated to Allah. Because he's become the servant of Allah. So now tell me, imagine that person, his ajr, that human being that Allah Ta'ala is defining. So here what we learn is that the fasting person, now look here, it's your car. I'll give you an example again so you can understand a worldly example. That you will drive the car the way you want, isn't it? You won't drive the way other people want you to drive. You'll say, I want to go to the shopping center. You'll take the car out and you'll drive to the shopping center. You'll say, I want to go to this shop. I want to go to work. You'll take the car out, start it, and you'll go to the shop, or you'll drive where you want to go to, because it's my car. I can take it where I want to. I can drive where I want to. Same way. Same with the fasting person. What does he become? What does he become, the fasting person? That everything of his eyes, his hands, his tongue, his footsteps, his thinking, everything, it will become according to Allah Ta'ala's preference. Understand this point. It's something to understand what I'm saying. The fasting person, his every action, every movement is in accordance to Allah Ta'ala's preference and choice. His eyesight, how will he move his eyes? His actions with his eyes will be according to Allah Ta'ala's preference. The fasting person I'm talking about. Not the person who's not eaten and drank enough, just obeyed Allah. No, Allah says, he's mine now. The fasting person. A Somali is hungry, thirsty due to me, isn't it? Allah says, so it can't just be 50-50. What this means is that the fasting person in reality who has a proper fast, person keeping a proper fast, his eyes won't commit haram. His tongue will not swear to anybody. He will not go towards a wrong action. He will not do an evil action or a sin. So what we realize, the genuine fasting person is defined as that person who any action, any movement will not be in opposition to Allah Ta'ala's desire. This is a massive message to us. So where we have kept the fast, don't just think fasting is okay, we have stopped eating and drinking. No. Now this is what we become. And think here that the fast, you know, we say that the real fast is that I observed the suhoor and I broke the fast at iftar in the evening. In reality, the situation is such, Allahu Akbar, Allah is great, that when the servant becomes Allah's, then always he is in that state of like the fast. Whoever adopts this action, for example, that your eyesight is for Allah, your tongue is for Allah, your feet are for Allah, your thinking is for Allah, then totally he becomes a fasting person, that person. Totally he's a fasting person. And every action of his is then according to what Allah wants. And this is the practice that we're doing in Ramadan. Yes, otherwise it would have been said just for fasting, just leave food. And in the evening break the fast and you are the real, genuine fasting person. No. The definition hasn't been given to us. Like I said, the message is this, that the fasting person is he. Every action, every movement is according to my minsha, my choice, my preference. He will not do in opposition to that. So my brothers, such a great ibadah. That's why Allah Ta'ala has given it such a great reward. Subhanallah. Ajib, unique reward. He stated that the ajr for fasting will be that everything you'll get rewards for your amal. But on the day of judgment, the ajr for fasting, the compensation, Allah says, I'll give myself. And what will Allah give? How much will He give? Here the example I remember now that I'll share with you so you can understand. Hatem Tai was a great personality, very famous. Hatem Tai, I don't know in English what's the title. He was Sakhi, generous. And a lot of examples of his generosity and distribution. Hatem Tai. So one person went to him and said that many days I'm hungry. Please, can you give me some food, some seeds and something to eat in a sack. He said, okay. He said, no problem. He said, give him 10 camels. 10 camels. He said, Hazrat, I just asked you for some food, some wheat, and you give me 10 camels to eat. Why is this? And the looks into the answer he gave. He said, you asked according to your needs what you had a need. And I gave to you according to my status and my capability. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala, what will He give on the day of Qiyamah? According to His glory and magnificence. That's why Allah says the reward for fasting on the day of judgment, I will give myself out of my own choice. Tell me what a great ibadah this is, fasting. So the point that we extract today's brothers, the meaning of fast we've understood. Today the fasting month has started, our first fast is today. So don't just think fasting is that we have discarded food and drink. Rather, the marshal all the subjects of deen come here, but this point I understand, somali, Allah says this, that point I presented to you, that when you're a fasting person, you have a high maqam, high status, everything of yours, your movements becomes Allah's, every action becomes ibadah, and becomes such an ibadah about which Allah says you don't know the ajr you're going to get. You don't know. What a great point. So now for this, such a great reward, if we're going to get, then the human being should be extremely cautious that he does not spoil his fast. Control his tongue, control his thoughts, control the speech. Every single thing he should try to implement, that action which earns Allah's rada, pleasure, Allah's happiness. Any action, not just we think that, okay, let me do this and let me do X, Y, Z. No, rather make a basis for your practice. We have to think that what does Allah Ta'ala like? What does Allah dislike? What earns Allah's displeasure? You don't need a list for this. Very simple, small formula that you should listen to. That, remember the definition, if this is a sin, any action, if it's defined as a sin, if it's introduced as a sin to us, then what is that? Then Allah Ta'ala doesn't like the action if it's a sin. Yeah, for example, the child is sitting, and you, for example, you, some, just a little bit of a push you give to that child, but does Allah Ta'ala like that? If you pinch him, the child? No. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like that. Unnecessarily you pester somebody. So any action which comes under the banner or definition of sin or wasteful, then understand that Allah Ta'ala is like, that's why it's a sin. And that thing that Allah Ta'ala likes, whatever Allah Ta'ala likes, even if it's a small thing, small thing. There's a person passing by and he moves the twig out of the way or a branch out of the way. It's an obstacle. People are getting pain or there's a barrier, so he puts it to the side of the path. Small action. But who is happy with this small action? Allah. Allah becomes happy. When Allah is happy, what does it become? It becomes a good deed. Defined as good deed. Very simple formula, isn't it? Definition of good and bad. What's a good deed? And what's a sin? What's a bad deed? And how does Allah become happy? And Allah, how does Allah become unhappy? So this ihtiyat, caution, being careful, Allah has given us a beautiful ibadah, unique worship, fast, that the life of the mu'min, Allah has mentioned separately in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Allah addresses the people of belief. What a great honor. So the life of a Muslim, Allah has given us Ramadan, we've kept a fast, Allah has defined every action of the fasting person should be in accordance to Allah's pleasure. That's why we've been given this ibadah. So we have to be extremely and strictly careful and cautious that with this caution we should pass this fast. What Allah Ta'ala doesn't like, music, singing, sinful things, no parda, no veil, and we just eat in the, don't eat in the morning, the rest we do in the day. You can call yourself a fasting person, but Allah Ta'ala says this is not the case. The fasting person is that person who lives according to my choice. A somali who is mine, Allah says, who lives his life according to my choice and preference and desire, then he's the fasting person. So inshallah, for the, in Ramadan, do good deeds, Allah Ta'ala has defined what amal Allah Ta'ala likes, we will discuss, and which amal we should adopt and practice. So, very beloved to Allah. Very beloved to Allah. In morning, waking up in the morning, Allah likes. Praying tahajjud, salah, Allah loves. Isn't it? Or isn't it? Recitation of Quran. This is the glory of Ramadan, subhanAllah. Allah loves that action. Recitation of Quran, tilawat. And then, dhikrullah, subhanAllah. This is an ajeeb, unique action. Dhikrullah. And then there's another property within dhikrullah, because we need to protect the fast. It's a valuable thing, our fast. Extremely precious is our fast. High level ibadah. We don't want to spoil our fast with it. It's a small thing. So to protect our fast, the most valuable deed Allah has given is dhikrullah. Dhikrullah. That's why there are two benefits of dhikr. One is because Allah likes this action. And number two, that through this action of dhikrullah, it will protect our fast to the high degree. It will protect our fast to the high degree. Do dhikr in the morning until the evening protection. Do dhikr in the evening until the morning protection. SubhanAllah. You will say, then why are you doing dhikr in asr then in between? This is the bonus then on top of that. SubhanAllah. You did dhikr in the morning, in the evening. So in the day, Allah Ta'ala give us permission to do dhikr again at the time of asr and do dhikr extra until maghrib. So my brothers, all of us, we should try, make effort this Ramadan, especially the fast, our fast. Every second, consider yourself a fasting person. Fasting isn't just do suhoor in the morning, keep the fast, then when you break the fast in the evening. And after breaking the fast, that won't you be the fasting people? We're still the fasting people in the evening. We've made the contract with Allah for 30 days total. You're fasting. Not just our broken fast and iftar, let's start doing evil actions, sins in the evening. No, we are human beings. We make mistakes. The tongue starts wagging. In the house, do this thing. In your friends, amongst your friends, do the same thing. And mashallah, have love for each other and affection for each other. And what's that? That if someone's saying something wrong, backbiting, you're sitting at home, the children, your child, your mother, your friends, you're sitting together, say, Yaar, don't do this, you're spoiling your fast. Just give them a reminder. Yeah, we need this to remind each other. Don't be ashamed. Brother, what are you doing? Or family member, what are you doing? My fast, your fast, you're spoiling. Why are you doing this wasteful action? With love and affection, especially at home, to the family. Children, explain to them, remind them, what are you doing here? Don't waste. Don't talk about somebody else. Why are you talking about the third party? All of this, Allah likes this, all this doing islah, rectifying someone, improving someone, separate qualities and properties of this deed. So we need to do this as well, that we need to remind each other, explain to each other, don't do this brother, this is wrong, this is a sin, you'll spoil your fast, your whole fast will be wasted, your whole day will be wasted. Second thing, if you make a mistake, if you say someone to someone wrong or something comes out of your tongue, you immediately do istighfar at that time. In your mind, remember as well, this isn't just fasting physically. Even in your mind, if you've got negative thoughts about someone, don't let them come. Even in your mind, there's enmity, there's friendship. Understand this point I'm saying, that all of this is waste. 30 days don't, that there's no one who's your enemy in this fasting month. No keen or malice against anyone. Don't want to take revenge on anybody. You don't want to take anyone's money, nothing, all business, everything down. All your ma'amalat, take them out of your mind and brain. No negativity, no bad thoughts and feelings against relatives, friends, no bad negative thought against anybody. Allah says that you are mine. If the fasting person says, then show yourself to be belonging to Allah. Don't think about anything against anyone in your brain, in your mind, in your thoughts. It comes. It can come. We're human beings. We're obviously, if bad thoughts come, then what should you recite? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah, I seek forgiveness. This is not me, Allah. This is not, it's my nafs that's putting these bad thoughts into my mind. Allah, I don't want this bad thought. I don't want this bad against this person. I don't want this at all. Inshallah, that waswasa will immediately vanish. Pure, clean, you want to live your life from morning till evening. No bad thoughts. Don't talk about anybody badly. Don't even forget about talking. You shouldn't have negative thoughts against anybody. Rather, have good thoughts about those people. The enemy, the bad person, say, Allah, he said this to me. Allah, make him pious, make him good. Allah, give him advancement, give him progression. Allah, eliminate his bad habits. Allah, he backbites and gossip mongers amongst me. Allah, take this habit away. Allah, he has kina in his heart, malice, hatred. Allah, take this away. Allah, he makes enmity with me for no reason. Allah, remove this enmity. Speak about khair about that person, goodness. And this is called, brothers, fasting person. And Allah Ta'ala says the reward for that is amazing and massive. So let's do dua. That Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq to do this all.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina al-Mursaleen. شفيع المسلمين ودعوة ياسين النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أحمد أفضل لمن اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارحمنا وادخلنا الجنة وادخلنا الجنة اللهم إنا نسألك من خير من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك يا قاضي الحياة يا قاضي الحاجات يا قاضي يا كافي المهمات يا كافي المهمات يا دافي البلايات يا دافي البلايات يا دافي يا حل المشكلات يا حل المشكلات يا حل المشكلات يا منزل البركات يا منزل البركات يا منزل البركات يا خير الرازقين يا خير الرازقين يا خير الناصرين يا خير الناصرين يا خير الناصرين يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي الأمراض يا شافي يا مجيب الدعوات يا مجيب الدعوات يا مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا مشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله